This is a bad one in terms of relations between Israel and the United States. The snub, as it was perceived to the Vice President Joe Biden in Jerusalem last week, was a really in-your-face thing to do. Now, whether that happened, the announcement of new housing units being built in East Jerusalem, whether that happened by accident or by design, it doesn't really matter. What matters is that this crisis has exposed a real confrontation over one of the most sensitive core issues when it comes to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And it seems hard to imagine that the United States is going to pass over it in silence. In fact, we've seen pretty angry words already over the weekend suggesting that we're in possibly uncharted territory in terms of that relationship.
Will America take action against Israel if Israel goes ahead with these planned settlements?
Well, what I think is most likely to happen is that the confrontation is so sharp and so bitter and so sudden that the Israelis will have to back down in order to appease American anger. I think the next stage is saying, well, if that doesn't happen, will the Americans do something that really will rock this relationship in a more fundamental way? It seems to me that this is a situation where if the Israelis want to retain their special relationship, the very favourable special relationship with the Americans, they are going to have to back down. Now, that may be done quietly in a way that allows Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, to save face, but it doesn't seem to me that he has any choice but to back down from this announcement of new housing in East Jerusalem and hope that things will get back to normal.
What's Israel playing at trying to alienate its most powerful ally?
Well, there's an interesting question of whether it was trying to alienate it or whether this was just an accident. But what I think has happened here is that, again, whether it was deliberate or accidental, this announcement highlights the fact that over Jerusalem there is no agreement. Israel unilaterally annexed East Jerusalem and then expanded the boundaries of the city way back after the 1967 war. That's a different situation from the West Bank, which Israel has never annexed. It's certainly planted settlements all over it, but there's a very significant difference, both legally and politically, if you like, between the two situations. And what's happened here is that this clash has highlighted the fact that over this really, really core issue, there is no agreement between these two close allies. You can talk about negotiations with the Palestinians, and those are on off. They're not going anywhere at the moment. They've been set back again by this latest move. But the Israeli position over East Jerusalem suggests that there is no room for real negotiation over that. And that's not a position that is acceptable to anybody else in the world, including the Americans. That's the significance of what's happened at this point. So I think that the Israelis will have to back down in some way.